legal setback for presidential trade powers. Oh wow, this ruling is a game changer. It's like the Supreme Court just drew a clear line in the sand for the president's power to slap tariffs on foreign goods during peacetime. I mean, could you imagine a president waging a trade war just because they're feeling competitive? This decision really puts a stop to that.
Absolutely, and it's not just about stopping tariffs. This ruling is reshaping the whole balance of power between the executive and Congress. Think about it. The president can't just declare an emergency to justify economic actions anymore. They've got to prove there's a direct, immediate threat to national security. That's a huge shift.
Yeah, it's like saying, nope, you can't use emergency as a loophole for economic leverage. This decision gives Congress more say in trade policy, which is a win for accountability. But honestly, I'm curious, how does this affect global markets?
Exactly. By narrowing the president's ability to act unilaterally, it introduces more predictability. Markets won't have to panic over sudden tariff threats anymore. That's a relief for investors, right? But it also means trade disputes might take longer to resolve through legislation or diplomacy instead of snap decisions.
Totally. I can see this being a stabilizing force for traditional markets. But what about crypto? I mean, the ruling S about trade policy, but it's got ripple effects everywhere.
Oh, you're right. Even though the ruling is legal, its impact on crypto is huge. Cryptocurrencies are so sensitive to macroeconomic shifts. If this decision leads to more cooperative trade policies, it could actually help the crypto space. Imagine a world with fewer trade wars and more stability. Maybe that's good for cross-border investments.
That's a great point. Crypto's always been about decentralization and avoiding traditional financial systems. If global trade becomes more predictable, maybe investors see it as a safer haven. But I wonder, could this also mean more regulation?
Definitely. The ruling highlights how trade policies and regulations are interconnected. If the U.S. leans on Congress for trade deals, that could mean stricter oversight of financial markets too. It's a reminder that no one's above the law, least of all the president.
And it's a win for the World Trade Organization, too. This decision reinforces the idea that tariffs should be used sparingly and with clear justification. It's a step toward a more rules-based global economy.
Exactly. But let's not forget, this isn't just about legal clarity. It's a political statement. The court is saying, you can't weaponize emergency powers for economic gains without a real threat. It's a check on executive overreach that's been a hot topic for years.
I'm just glad we're finally seeing this kind of judicial oversight. It keeps things fair and prevents the kind of chaos that could hurt both the economy and global trust.
For sure. And while it might slow things down, it's a necessary step toward a more balanced, transparent system. The crypto world might even benefit from this clarity, though it'll take time to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, let's keep an eye on this. It's a big shift, and the world's going to have to adapt. But hey, better a little bit of uncertainty than a full-blown trade war, right?
Agreed. This ruling is a reminder that power comes with responsibility, and the courts are here to make sure no one abuses it.